Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Edition here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way and a ton to get to in the next hour here across country and around the world. SportsByline.com. Tune in Radio iHeart. Yeah, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network. We got a lineup and we're pumped up for it. A little bit later on, our buddy Terry O will join us. We'll talk, look, online gambling's a big, big deal. You know, listen, it's like booze, drugs. You have a choice to make, but Massachusetts, Channel 25, doing a big series, WFXT, the Fox affiliate. We got a chance to go on there with Kerry Cavanaugh, the reporter. That'll air in May. And so we'll do that. And then Terry O will join us. And then later on, we will have the Purposeful Life Coach in here. Don Adonasio will join us. So we look forward to that. And not only that, we got a great sports weekend. You know, you could tell me all you want about the Friday night, these play-in games. They drive me nuts. Bulls, Heat, I could care less. Oklahoma City and Minnesota, snooze fest. None of those four teams are going to go anywhere. You know what I love? How about the weekend? Starting with Saturday. Come on. Brooklyn, Sixers. The Sixers, I think, are a sleeping giant. Hawks, Celtics, you know, Trey Young coming out saying, yeah, I think we're going to give Boston all they can handle. Maybe for a period or two or a quarter or two. Boston, I don't know about a sweep, but certainly five games. Knicks, Cavaliers. I love the Knicks. Not necessarily in the series. I love the idea of the Knicks, you know, winning a playoff series. You know, basketball's good when you got Madison Square Garden pumped up. And for our friends in San Francisco, home to Sports Byline, here we go. Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. I'm here to tell you this program, this network, we're all over Warriors and Kings. This is going to be a scintillating first round series of all of them. This is the one. It's going to be contentious, and I'm pulling for Sacramento. I hate to say it. Wiggins is back, but he's going to be on a minutes restriction. Kerr's going to have to kind of work him back in. And without Wiggins last year, they don't beat the Boston Celtics. You can tell me all you want about Curry. You can tell me all about anything else. If they did not have Andrew Wiggins last year, the Celtics would have won their 18th World Championship. Lots to get to. Rays baseball this weekend. It's the Rays and the Jays. Yankees, the Twinkies, Otani's in Boston. We got the marathon on Monday. Doug Flutie's running in it. Zdeno Chara's running in it. Ryan Dempster, former pitcher, he's running in it. The marathon, we'll do that next week. Coming back, weekend edition of Sports Byline.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308. Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's the weekend edition here. Marty Terrell on Sports Byline broadcast, cross country and around the world, all the outlets, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network, iHeart. Tune in all the apps where you can get us here. And we are presented by Muggsy's in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. I want to give a big shout out to the Midwest. Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. They're going to have all the baseball, all the action on the weekend. Yeah, I know there's some USFL and all that other stuff. Don't really care. What I do care about is baseball, and I care about the NBA playoffs, and we're going to look at storylines. Let's look at potential storylines. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Destination Grill in Grimes here in the Midwest. I'm going to tell you a weather story real quick, but Destination Grill tonight, Friday, and through the weekend, celebrating their one-year anniversary. So kudos to Mark Hanrahan, Kurt Mum, and the whole crew. John Ann Granillo, who normally is here, part of a Foodie Friday. She'll join us on Monday once again, kind of wrap up their commemorative weekend. So we'll do that. And the baseball, Rays and Jays this weekend, Marathon Monday in Boston with Ohtani in town and the Angels and Trout. So they're landing a big fish in Boston this weekend, pun intended, as we get ready for the running of the marathon and all the celebrities and some of the bombing victims. 10 years. I cannot believe that it was 10 years ago. It's like, oh my God, where'd this decade go? But yes, it was 10 years ago. I remember being on the air. Matt McDermott, who's now a Supreme Court judge in Iowa, was running and he's like, I got to go. There was just a big explosion and he was at the Tremont Hotel. I mean, it's all coming back to me now. It was crazy. And that was a decade ago. It's absolutely hard to believe. Let me tell you the weather story. All week in the Midwest and across the country, record heat, right? So like Wednesday, 80s, Thursday, 80s, Friday, 80s. Des Moines, Iowa on Sunday is forecasting snow. Do you hear what I said? They're forecasting snow. Accumulating snow. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So we, just when we thought we kissed winter goodbye and we're into spring that feels like summer with a week of 80s, we get snow. Let's hope not. Anyway, so the baseball has been great with the Rays. Wall Street Journal did a great piece today on Manny Machado and the Padres, the weekend edition of the Wall Street Journal. And, you know, I'm glad they finally did this because, I mean, this is checkbook baseball. And Lindsey Adler wrote the article. You know, Machado signed that 10-year, what was it, a $300 million deal initially, and he could have opted out. 10 years, $300 million back in 2019. And then this past year, they upped it 11 years, $350 million. And this is a 7-7 baseball team. Thursday night, beaten 4-3 in 10 innings. Milwaukee is in town. And this is going to be an interesting year because the D-backs are off to a good start. And look, they're only 13, 14 games in. I'm not getting crazy here. But have the Padres done it? Look at the money. I mean, look at the Xander Bogaerts, 11 years, $280 million. Yu Darvish, $108 million. He's 36 years old. Tatis, 14 years, $340 million. He's been suspended. He's coming back. My question is, are the Padres real or are they not? I think they're real in terms of money. And you've got the owner out there, Peter Seidler. And don't forget, this is an organization, too. You know, everybody talks about the cheating that went on with the Astros. The Padres, don't forget, this is an organization that kept two sets of medical records. One set of medical records on players internally and another set of medical records for other teams to peruse when they're involved in trading of talent. Bob Melvin, and in the Bay Area, they remember Bob Melvin in Oakland. Hey, is he the straw that stirs this drink? And what are they coming out with? And then, you know, Machado is interesting, too, because this is a guy that didn't run out ground balls in Baltimore. This is a guy who, you know, professes to be a gamer. I mean, in the last 3 years, he's only missed 29 games. So, look, the guy shows up. He's an elite player. He's mercurial. He's moody. I'm telling you right now, I'm kind of obsessed with the Padres. I mean, this kind of goes back to when we were growing up and the Yankees got into free agency and George Steinbrenner, Phoebus T. Bluster, they called him, you know, with all the mantras and the haircuts and no facial hair and the Yankee way and checkbook baseball. And yes, they won championships. Padres haven't been in the playoffs. Did someone say since 1998? Can that possibly be true? So I'm obsessed with this team. That division should be the Dodgers and Padres in a head-bobbing finish at the wire in October. But the D-backs may have something to say about it. We don't trust the Rockies, and we certainly don't trust the Giants. But I find it interesting. All right, so the item number two is really – so we're looking for storylines. I mean, Nets and Sixers, yeah, if Ben Simmons was playing and, you know, you got the beard going against the Nets. I mean, it just doesn't resonate. So – I think the storyline with Brooklyn in Philadelphia in that first round series is just, can Philadelphia just dispatch of them in a hurry? And can Joel Embiid really put his MVP stamp on just dispatching Brooklyn in six minimum and more likely five, but you know, six at the, and will the Sixers make a statement or are they going to lollygag and maybe expend a lot of energy that they will need to store because the East is going to be a rock fight. And so too is the West, by the way. So that's a quasi storyline there. Hawks, Celtics. The storyline there is Trae Young is putting on a stiff upper lip saying we could take the Celtics. We can really, really be feisty and we can give them a contentious series. He has to say that. But I don't think so. And this should be a sweep. But, you know, the Celtics will probably let one get away. They shouldn't, but they might. So there's the storyline there. The next two storylines that serve up the start of the weekend, you know, is the Knicks and Cavaliers. Now, we start in Cleveland, and look it. Is there a better playoff environment when the Knicks are relevant? Yeah, maybe L.A. Yeah, maybe Boston. Milwaukee's pretty good. But this is the epicenter of the NBA, New York. 33rd and 8th, Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Spike Lee, I know he's annoying, and I think of Reggie Miller back in the mid-90s. 9 points in 11 seconds, whatever it was. But Knicks and Cavaliers, that's a juicy first-round series in the Eastern Conference. That's going to be appointment television. And it gets queued up for you. 6 o'clock East, 5 Central, 3 Pacific on Saturday. And for you folks in the Bay Area and Northern California, that just serves as appetizer for a game which will tip 5:30 in your time zone with the Warriors and Kings. And I'm here to tell you this is going to be the series that we're going to be talking about at the start of the NBA playoffs. I really believe that. Now, I may be delusional because I'm probably waiting too much with Sacramento, but it's a great story. And Golden State's the defending champions, and they've got basically the face of the league. He's Steph Curry. And Wiggins is coming back, and, yeah, probably a minutes restriction. They're going to have to ease him back into the flow. But you're defending champions, and you're champions until you're defeated. This is going to be an interesting series. I fully expect it to go seven. Nothing against the Warriors, but I'd like to see Sacramento. This is a franchise that it's just been, what, 19 years, some odd? And listen, I'm a Midwestern guy, and, you know, you got the Murray kid and Harrison Barnes. You get a little bit of a Midwestern Iowa influence. I'm full disclosure, card-carrying fan of both players. And Mike Brown's done a hell of a job. I think he's the NBA coach of the year. You can tell me about Denver. You can tell me about Doc Rivers. You can tell me about anybody, even Missoula and Boston. Mike Brown, Sacramento, has done shocking good. It's not even close in my world. So that's where we go. And, you know, this opening weekend and, you know, going into the weekend with the play-ins, I hate this format. I just don't like it. You know what? Seed them 1 through 8, move on. All this other stuff is just television content. It's revenue generating. It's tickets. It's advertising and everything else. It's not resonating. Now, maybe it is in Miami, but you realize if Miami loses Friday night, if they lose Friday night, they're out of the playoffs, having lost 2 games at home. Might see the end of Eric Spoelstra. And this is not certainly an item that Pat Riley is going to illuminate on his storied Hall of Fame resume in the NBA. It's not good for the Heat. They should not lose to the Bulls. And, of course, the winner is going to be fodder for the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's where we get started on the weekend edition. We talked about the baseball. Will this be a weekend? Will we wake up on Monday, Marathon Monday in the Northeast, and will we wake up to the Jays took care of the Rays or the Rays swept the weekend, and we're looking at 16-17-0 to start the year? It's going to be interesting. All right, we'll come back. We're going to be joined by the Purposeful Life Coach. Dawn will join us. Antanasio from her outpost on Long Island. We'll talk to her. And then later on, Terrio will join us too. We'll talk the world of sports gambling and the ill effects of that. As it's legal with apps and all sorts of neat stuff. You can play with apps and you can play craps. Really, virtual casinos. Yeah, we'll talk about that with Terrio coming up here. This is the weekend edition on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. We give you a Foodie Fridays. Destination Grill celebrating their one-year anniversary. Congratulations to them. Muggsy's got a big sports weekend with all the baseball. And then a week from now, we got Big Ten spring games. Iowa at 10:15 on the 22nd of April. And we're going to see, check out the Hawkeyes. Kirk Ferentz back for what year? 24, 25, whatever. He's been there a long time. All right, though, let's get her in here. The Purposeful Life Coach, Don Attanasio, joining us from Long Island. And love having her on. We're going to talk about the Purposeful Life Coach, and away we go. Don, welcome aboard. Welcome to the weekend edition across the country and around the world. How are you?
I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Hey, we're going to talk about, this is a great topic, by the way, and I give you full props for it. Comparing. We compare throughout our life, keeping up with the Joneses. Why do we compare, Don, and what do you coach people on as the Purposeful Life Coach about comparisons? Go ahead.
Why do we compare? This is not a new concept. This has been around a long time. Why do people feel they have to have as much money and do what other people are doing and do that comparison? And I believe, and I coach this way, that if you are comparing yourself to anyone, you are going to either feel overly confident and maybe even arrogant or feel less than. It's like that, a lose-lose. Like we talk about win-win. You're never going to win when you compare. You have to just compare you against you and you against certain standards, but you have to live your life for you.
Yeah, and you know what? It's almost like, is there a healthy way to compare? But then it boils down to, and you've got a great slogan, and this is great, run your own race. And I know the Boston Marathon's Monday, and you got the New York Marathon in your backyard. But yeah, in life, run your own race. Expand upon that. When you tell someone to run their own race, what are you telling them?
Choose your own path. Run your own race. Choose your goals at the pace you want. If it's education, choose your pathways. Everyone should be a leader of their own lives and in control of their own lives. If you're running someone else's race, number one, they don't even know it. And you're wasting your time because you're kind of, it's like going after someone else's dream. Are you really going to feel fulfilled? Why can't you trust yourself and examine what's in your heart? What feeds your soul?
PurposefulLifeCoach.com, Don Attanasio. Don, you knew we were going to do this, and we're not going to get into dating, but we're going to get into relationships. And we all, most people have multiple relationships in their life, romantic or otherwise. Comparing people you've been with and people you're with now is absolute a loaded gun. So have fun with this one, but comparison in relationships is very dangerous. Have at it.
It is, because everyone is an individual. It is so unfair to judge the new person in your life compared to someone else. It's never going to be a healthy thing. No one will ever measure up or be identical to that other person. The next person will have other positive qualities and, may not have some positive qualities that you saw in the previous person. But you have to weigh it and understand that you have to be open, because what you may find in a new person may bring you happiness, and they may not fit the mold and be like that previous person. You have to not judge and just see what's going to bring you happiness. And don't care about what other people think if it's something so different. You know, different is good. I think we need to celebrate each other's differences and uniqueness.
You know what's interesting too, Don? If you're comparing someone from your past, you ever notice how time can heal some of the biggest wounds? I mean, you may be comparing someone. Think about it. I mean, we've all had that. You know, 10 years go by and you say, it wasn't that bad. But if you go back to that point, it was hell on earth, and that's why you're no longer with that person. So time's the great healer and the great revealer. Is that fair or no?
It is fair. Time does heal all wounds. And if you ever wanted to bring that person back, it's not, those same things might come up. You know, yes, people mature. That can come into play. But often you might see the same problem reoccurring. So you really have to keep your eyes open and trust yourself. Trust yourself. Don't seek out the approval of others. If you love someone and enjoy being with them, don't fall into the trap of my family and friends must approve. Because they don't know what's inside your heart. They don't know what's going to make you tick and fulfill you. And at the end of the day, you're living with your new person. That's like the main person in your life. And so why sacrifice and miss out on that opportunity and say no to it just because you have some naysayers around you?
Why are we influenced, Don? I have it in my family. You've shared with me and yours. I know other people. Why are we so sensitive when people criticize our choices? I mean, that's people-pleasing. I mean, we're starting to drift a little bit off topic, but, man, it fits because we all compare our dysfunction with each other. We compare our we compare our victories, we compare our losses, and we compare our dysfunction. So, in a way, comparison can be healthy. Can it be a little therapeutic, or am I getting off the track here? Is there a good way to compare? I guess that's what I'm asking you.
Yes, there is. There's a way to do this as long as your focus is to be your best self. Don't lose yourself in the process. Do it for you. It can drive and motivate someone to aspire to a role model or a high standard they see in someone else. But you have to be yourself along the way. You can't sacrifice who you are to be like someone else. Take the best of them, and if it fits you or somehow make it fit you to improve yourself. Again, always do what makes you happy. If it's not making you happy, then, you know, you have to reevaluate and go after what's going to make you happy. Don't give up. Keep searching. And so that other person can be healthy if you aspire to something and it's providing you inspiration.
You know, again, we're talking to Don Antanasio. She's the Purposeful Life Coach. We love having her on the show because we talk real life issues here. This is real stuff. You know, Don, we were talking the Boston Marathon Monday. There's going to be thousands of people that are going to step off the Village Common, the Town Common in Hopkinton, Mass. Several hours later, even into the night, even into close to 11 o'clock at night, there'll be people slowly but surely crossing that finish line and wrapping themselves in tin foil and taking a gulp of water or whatever. And you made a great point. There's only one winner on the men's side, the women's side. There'll be a wheelchair winner on the men's side and a wheelchair winner on the women's side, and there'll be age categories. But you know what? Even if you attempt to run in that race, and I know this sounds Pollyanna, but if you finish it, yeah, sometimes the turtle kind of wins the race because it's slow and steady. That goes to show you can't compare yourself against a world-class sprinter. So, you know, compare the fact that that person may finish ahead of you, but you also finish the race. So it's a sports topic, but I think that applies to what we're talking about. Is that fair or no?
It does, because that you just being in the marathon might be huge for you. Maybe you've never done a marathon. So is it realistic to expect that you're going to win your first try when you maybe haven't had a lifetime of training and marathons? But it should be enough to know that you finished it. And then, you know, if you really care about it, do it every year and then improve upon your time. Don't compare yourself to the top person in the world because you're really not there yet. And you're going to be disappointed because you have an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah, compare yourself to yourself. Maybe the previous year you didn't finish the 26 miles, 285 yards. Maybe this time you do. It's a great point. Don, tell us about your website, thepurposefullifecoach.com. All your podcasts and all your radio interviews are right there. Tell us about your site real quick.
My site has some of our radio interviews, so someone can get a sense of who I am, my personality, and my mindset, what I can provide. I want people to reach out because they can use my service, and they should. I believe in stepping out of your comfort zone, so I believe if you've never had a life coach, you have nothing to lose and only something to gain. Give it a try. It's always going to make you better no matter where you are right now. Maybe you feel lost. Maybe you feel unfulfilled or you're not reaching your potential. Maybe you're going through a life change transition and you don't know where to start. You don't feel confident that it's possible to reinvent yourself. I work with people on basically any issue that will bring them what they want. Invite what you want into your life.
I love it. Don Antanasio, folks, thepurposefullifecoach.com. Check her out, and I'm going to endorse her because she is, a nice person. She's honest, and you get what you pay for. She's wonderful. Check her out at purposefullifecoach.com. Don, have a great weekend. We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Keep it right here.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Talking the world of sports and a whole lot more in the weekend edition. Yeah, NBA playoffs on Saturday. It's Sunday. Baseball well underway. And again, here in the Midwest on Sunday, snow. 80 all week and then snow on Sunday. Can't make this stuff up. Drives me nuts. All right, let's get to Terry O'M. You know, we're going to get into the topic, but he's a Yankee fan, and I got to talk a little baseball with him to kind of loosen him up and get him in the mood. Hello, Terry O'M. What's going on? How are you?
Hey, Marty. It's a hot day in Massachusetts, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, we're going to get snow here on Sunday. But
hey, I heard that. Yankee.
Snow. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I just said that's crazy what you said about it's going to be 80 and then it's going to snow.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Not lying to you. Yeah. All right, you're a Yankee fan. You know, and I, you know what? I grew up as a Yankee fan. I really did. Back when Ralph Houk was managing him and then Bill Verdon. I'm dating myself here, but, man, being a Yankee fan, it was a fleeting thing. It was just like an experiment, and then I really got my loyalty squared away with the Red Sox. Why a Yankee fan? What do you trace it back to, Terrio? You're in Massachusetts. You're supposed to be a Red Sox fan.
Well, I go way back. I was 10 years old. There wasn't that many teams back in the 60s, but I just picked my four teams, and I've stuck with them all my life. The New York Yankees, the New York Giants, the New York Rangers, but the exception, Boston Celtics.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go. I was going to say, if you said the Knicks, I was going to tell you, why don't you just move to New York?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it has something to do with my relatives. I used to love my relatives that came here from New York. I don't know if that was in the back of my mind, but I just stuck with my team. And you know, I'm not just a bandwagon jumper where the Yankees won a lot of championships. I was a Yankee fan when Horace Clark was the best player on the team back in the bad days of the Yankees. So it wasn't all glory for the Yankees.
Well, I remember Horace Clark, Tom Tresh, Roy White,
yep.
Bobby Mercer.
Yep.
I mean, I love those guys. Yeah.
Bobby Richardson, Bill the Moose Scourin. The names go on and on. Yogi was there, Johnny Blanchard. Great memories of those days.
Yeah,
but that's how it happened.
Yeah, I was more of that, you know, Horace Clark era, Pepitone, I remember, Ralph Houk. But then, you know, I remember when the bullpen cart, at Fenway had a golf cart, but in New York they had a pinstripe car. Remember, the relief pitcher would come from the bullpen to the mound in a car. Am I right?
You are right. That was so cool with those Yankee pinstripes and the logo on there. That was great. But now they jog in, as you know, nowadays. They're all in shape all year long. And, you know, one of my things about just baseball in general is, in the old days, the guys didn't make that much money, and they actually had part-time jobs in the off-season. And they weren't even in – they didn't work out in the off-season. But the injuries today are no different than back then. I don't know why. I mean, everybody's in shape, but it seems like they coddle them a little more than they used to. It's just like
a guy
splits a toenail or something, you know?
Exactly. I agree with you. They are coddled today, no question. All right, well, let's get to the task at hand. You know, I was talking to Channel 25 in Boston this week. Internet gambling is out of control, not only in Massachusetts, across the country. I don't know where to start. You could, you know, I mean, we should tell your story at some point, but man, oh man, T, you know, and I mean, people have to, you have to make choices, but a lot of people feel like this is just like crack cocaine. It's like legalizing crack cocaine. So give me your take on this. It's a problem in Massachusetts, but it's a problem wherever it's legal, and it's legal in most states right now.
Yeah, it's just very scary. The old days, you had to go somewhere to gamble. Now, you pick up your phone, push a button, and you can gamble. And it's on the TV. It's on the bill. I saw a huge billboard. I was driving in Boston the other day. Huge billboard. I think it was DraftKings. I do give them credit, though. There was the 800 number was on the bottom, and you could read it. So I'll give them credit for that. But it's just, for a compulsive gambler, you got to be really diligent. You just got to, you can't go there again, because we know what happens when you do. You know, page 13 in our yellow book, which we call the Bible, that we read at every meeting, always with disastrous results for a compulsive gambler. Not sometimes, not maybe, always. And we've both seen it, right, Marty?
I mean, I lived it. You know where it took me. It took me to a very scary place on the doorstep of death and incarceration. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, dramatize it. I'm just telling the truth. The reality is, but you know what, T? I'm going to take a dissenting thing here. People make choices. I mean, you can make a choice to go buy fentanyl. You can make a choice to go buy heroin. You can go make a choice to drink if you're an alcoholic. You can go to a bar, a tavern, a package store, a grocery store. All right, there's an online app and there's casinos. You got one in downtown Springfield. They're in Boston. They're in Des Moines. They're in everywhere. So here's what I say. It still comes down to two words. You choose. Is that fair or not?
Yeah, it is. It is fair. You have a choice, but it is an emotional illness, and I think that I've had people that are in other programs come on a GA meeting and say it's the hardest thing I've ever done, harder than alcohol, harder than drugs, because it's internal, and that's the difference. So we, as people in recovery in the meetings, understand everything they're saying, and we tell them what to do. These are the steps you got to do. It doesn't always work, but it's really, if they really want it. That, to me, it's simple. Do you really want a better life? Do you want to stop doing this thing that is going to destroy you and destroy your family, destroy your job, destroy everything, and maybe destroy your life?
Well, people focus on the money loss. The secular world, you know, we're compulsive gamblers, and we're in remission. Nothing more. Just for today. I didn't gamble today. Tomorrow's not here yet. I know I didn't today. I can look anybody, and I can look my God in the eye, and he knows that I have not gambled today. And I feel great about it, and I'm working close to 5 years. But here's what I do know. Here's what I do know. A, you can't win because there's a beginning and there's never an end, a true compulsive gambler. The other thing is, too, like we said, T, I don't know that I couldn't do it alone. I mean, you sponsor me. I don't mind saying that. You sponsor me. I mean, we talk a lot. And you know what I tell you is the truth because you know me now. But here's the thing. No one gets arrested for driving under the influence of compulsive gambling. When I gambled, you couldn't smell it on my breath. My behavior was very foretelling. But you see what I'm saying? This addiction is so cunning, baffling, and powerful. Because it's usually hidden, and it is the hardest one to detect. Fair or not?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, very fair. It's so true. I mean, sitting right next to you at work, a compulsive gambler, you have no idea. We hide it from our family, and, of course, that goes along with lying. All compulsive gamblers lie. There's no exception to that rule, because the disease tells them that I'm going to make the big win. Everything's going to be good. I'm going to pay off all my debt. I'm going to buy the family a yacht. I'm going to buy clothes, all these things. And it never happens because compulsive gambler, there's no beginning, no end. Just like you said, they can't stop. If they win, they want to win more. If they lose, they chase the losses. So it's a continuous cycle over and over again. You're on the hamster wheel. You're not getting off till you change something. And to me, that is getting help. And we can provide it because we are, just say there's 21 people on the one new person and 20 people on the meeting. Those 20 people are just like free therapists, because in most cases, we are as good or better than a therapist because we know everything that you're going through. We're nodding our heads when you're talking. Yes, I did that. Yes, I did that. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I know that you lost everything. 401k, kids' college fund. It's just... it's insane, but there's help. It's here.
How do people know if they're a problem gambler. How do they know if they're compulsive or a problem gambler? What are the telltale signs? I know we have 20 questions in the book, and I went 20 for 20, and I think you did
right.
too.
Well, close to it. One of the things is if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, lying to yourself, that's insanity, as we know. That's one telltale. I'm not going to do this anymore. I can't. I'm feeling terrible. I walk out of here with no money. I can't even buy a coffee. But I get money the next day, and I go back. It's going to be different this time. So that's one of the signs right there. Obviously, what I said, if you're lying, if you're in debt, you're not paying your bills, all those things are pointing to you probably are a compulsive gambler. Come on the meeting, answer the 20 questions, and we always say, if you say yes to at least 7 of those, you probably are a compulsive gambler, but you make the decision. We don't make it for you. We're just here to help you and, you know, give you advice of what to do if your life wants to get better, and it will.
What do you say to a woman or a man out there right now that suspects their wife or husband is a compulsive gambler? What can they do?
Oh, they can call the hotline, which I'll give you the number right now, because I am a volunteer on the hotline. It's actually called the helpline. They changed it to the helpline. And when I get the calls, I would say close to 50% of them are not from the gambler. They're from the person affected by the gambler.
Right,
so
right.
What I want to say to those people that are affected by a gambler, if your gambler doesn't want to stop, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. But there's help for you. And a lot of times the people say, well, it's not my problem. It's his or her problem. Well, it isn't your problem. But I can tell you right now, and you'll relate to this, Marty, everybody in the world could use a 12-step program. So how about you try Gammonon? Talk to the people that have been affected, have gone through what you've gone through, the pain, the lies, the money problems, all that stuff. Talk to the people, just like in a GA room. The people that are gamblers, talk to us. Go to a Gammonon room, talk to those people. Your life is going to get better, even if your gambler doesn't stop.
Yeah, and the money comes back the quickest. It's your reputation. I had a guy tell me one time, hey, it takes 25 years to build a good reputation. Feel free to get started at any time. Boy, did that tell me all I needed to know. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, he didn't say it to be hurtful. He was telling me the truth. How do you surrender? How do you surrender? It's the most addictive. It is. And it kills more people than alcohol, drugs, and all the others combined. Compulsive gambling. Because the obit never says that. They tell you that Joe Blow hit a bridge abutment or Joe Blow committed suicide. What they don't tell you is the reason why Joe Blow committed suicide or drove into the bridge abutment is because he just squandered his family's money, and he couldn't deal with the shame.
Well,
how do you surrender?
You have to have that talk with yourself. You got to stop lying to yourself and say, there's something wrong here. That's what I had to do. That's what you had to do. There's something wrong here. My life is not right. You know, I kind of love this gambling thing. It's exciting at times, but look what I'm doing with my life. Everything is coming behind it. Family, job, career, everything is coming behind gambling. And I have to admit that to myself. I've got to look in the mirror and say, man, you need help. You can't lie to yourself looking at yourself in the mirror. So that's one way of surrendering. And either call the hotline or go on the website, go to a meeting, or there's live meetings again. Any of those things is... You have to surrender. You have to, or your life is going to get worse. It's a progressive illness. It gets worse and worse for a compulsive gambler.
Terry O.M., thank you. We're out of time. We'll have you on next week. I love you, man. You're doing a great job. You're helping a lot of people.
Thank you, Marty. Love you, too. Happy to be here.
All right. There's my buddy, Terry O.M., my sponsor. And you can change your life. Coming back on Sports Byline.
Thank you. Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. Enjoy the NBA this weekend. You got some good golf. Did you see where Rory McIlroy, he begged out of RBC Heritage down in Hilton Head Island, and he's owed $12 million in bonus money. Well, guess what? This is the second time he's begged out of these Tier 1 tournaments, so his fine is $3 million. So they're going to just back it out what they owe him. So instead of 12, he gets 9. Nice to have that problem. Listen, a couple of feedbacks on social media. Look at, there are people that can most definitely there are people that can gamble normally. I just don't know. I wasn't one of them. Just like I know there's a God and I'm not him. So, we're not, FanDuel, DraftKings, MGM, have at it. They're businesses. This is America. Free will, choices. I'm not killing anybody on that. I'm the last one that can judge. The absolute last. If you're out there and you can enjoy it and you can make a healthy wager and enjoy it, and it makes the game more interesting. I just couldn't do it. I just could not. And I, Google my name. You'll find out all you need to know. That's the way it goes. Not justifying my behavior or the things I did at one iota. I own it. So, thanks to Terry O.M. He was outstanding. Thanks to Dawn, the Purposeful Life Coach. She's wonderful. PurposefulLifeCoach.com. She'll help you. She really will. She's really affordable, and she's doing a great job, and her podcast is wonderful. Dawn Attanasio. She is in Long Island. On Long Island is the way it goes. All right. So good job out of the whole crew. Enjoy the weekend edition. Enjoy the weather, except for the snow in Iowa on Sunday. Appreciate Daniel Ogden and Dominic Jimenez throughout the week. Back at it Monday on Marathon Day. Enjoy your weekend on Sports Byline Broadcast, SiriusXM, and the American Forces Radio Network, Destination Grill, and Muggsy's in Des Moines. Adios.